Welcome to the Antioch Christian Ministries podcast. We hope you enjoy this message from Pastor Jay Armalee.
How many are willing to have their hearts stretched in 2022? You know, as he was talking about prodigals, I feel like God's had Kristen and I on a bit of a journey. It's funny how you can be on a journey with God and not even know you're on a journey with God until afterwards you look back and go, that was totally God. And two weeks ago, looking for something to watch on TV, and we ended up coming across this series we didn't know anything about, but it was called Dope Sick. Has anybody heard of the series called Dope Sick? I think you should all watch it. Because it's one of those series that you don't expect it to touch your life, but it does, and it's basically a movie documentary on the opioid crisis. And you know, you would know Erica so much about this, and it's a world that I don't know. It's not a world that I'm a part of, and I'm thankful for that. But as I watched it, I'm amazed at the ignorance I had and the lack of compassion that I felt up until that moment. Because it takes you down these lives of people that get addicted because of an injury, something. You know, and often we think that people that have addictions are all bad. You know, we can get this religious spear within us and we think, man, those are bad people. They got something bad. You know, they've done something wrong. And it takes you down this path of realizing how many of these people get addicted innocently, but it ends up destroying their life. So it stretched my heart a little bit. And then we went up to a wedding up north for a family wedding, and I just thought I'd throw a movie on our tablet so we can watch when we're there, and didn't know, but I threw on this movie called Ben Is Back, and it was a Julia Roberts movie. I like Julia Roberts, and started watching it, and sure enough, it's about a son who gets addicted to opioids because of a snowboarding injury, and it shows you the effect on his life and the effect on his family and all those that love him in the town and the doctor that prescribed the medication. And it just goes through this whole story. And little did I know, within 24 hours, I'd be ministering to somebody on a floor who is addicted to cocaine. And spent the next hour as my family stood on and prayed and watched and ministered to him. And I walked away and I thought, Lord, we have a lot of work to do. And forgive us for being a little distracted. So what we're talking about today is 2022, looking towards it. And I want to say as a church, first of all, thank you for walking through 2020 and 2021. Who would have thought, you know, I think everybody when they did their 2020 vision planning didn't plan in COVID. And I don't think we planned it any more in 2021 than we did in 2021, or 2020 and 2021. And here we are, 2022, and we don't know what it's going to look like. But all I know is that the ministry, there's lots to do. And that if we're willing, I feel like God was using these videos. He'll use whatever. You know, Steve and I often laugh remembering Andrea felt called into missions through, was it Aladdin? Some song in some Disney movie. And I thought, God, you can use anything. Like, you can use anything. That's why the Bible talks about a donkey that speaks, because he can use anybody, anyone, anything. And as I watched these videos, I thought, Lord, there's so many people that are hurting and broken. And as we were singing the songs today, it was about chains being broken. How many would love to see, I didn't even look to see how many people stood up for prodigals, but how many like to see the chains broken? But I tell you, as I watch this movie, I realize that I think before the chains can be broken, that the judgment needs to be broken within the church. That we can see people come in and no matter what their story, see the person behind that story. There were lines in that movie, you know, people would be standing up saying, yeah, but that's my son. Because again, it's against the industry, the opioid, the pharmaceutical industry. But people were trying to let them know, like, that's my son you're talking about. That's my daughter you're talking about. And I thought, Lord, have I lost that compassion? I want to see that compassion. Maybe I've never had the compassion. Let me put it this way. I don't think I've ever had the compassion that he's asking me to get. But all I know is I sat on the floor ministering to someone close to me that has an addiction. It felt good to be light in his life. At one point, I connected with him on quite different levels. And my children were both maybe amazed and horrified, but I thought, if I don't connect to this young man's heart, he could walk out the door and never be the same, or be the same, which is worse. I want him to never be the same. I want him to meet God. I didn't do a Christmas letter this year. I apologize. But I want to say thank you. Thank you for walking through these years with us. It's been messy and beautiful, hasn't it? Messy and beautiful. Life can be messy and it can be beautiful all at the same time. I'll use this. I'm gingering my left arm. I was in a car accident this week, and thankfully it was minor, not major. It could have been very major, and I wouldn't say my life flashed before my eyes, but I certainly would say that life was thought of a lot after that, because you kind of look at, man, that could have changed my life forever, and thankfully it didn't. And I think sometimes tragedies bring great moments, because here I am today, and Dorman already said it, you know, watching my daughter step up and play the guitar, which she might not have done without something else. You know, there's triggers in her life, and I was very quickly thinking, Lord, what are you doing in this season where things are so different continually? And may we tap into what you're doing so we don't get caught thinking about what is so negative and wrong, but what are you doing? What are you doing in this season? What are you getting ready to do with the prodigals coming home? Because I'm not sure if I wouldn't have followed the trail that God set out for me, that I would have ministered to that young man the same way that I did. But he had set me up. And I know it's not a setup for a one-time thing. It's a setup for what's coming. Because God wants us to have our hearts ready for those that are broken. Because church, without what we sing about, we would all be broken. And if we're real, aren't we sometimes still broken? We like to maybe hide it in church, and we like to say, everything's great. But the reality is we are still walking through things, and we are still sometimes broken, and we still make mistakes, don't we? But I'll tell you, in 2022, if we can get rid of that judgment and start looking at people and say, we are community, we are here for you, we will love you. We've been blessed to have people already coming spontaneously from kind of like a rehab. I'm like, Lord, you are doing it already. We didn't even mean to do it. It's happening. So I said, church, let's get ready for 2022. Let's get ready. I've got your shirt on, Ryan. Except I'm a little upset. I thought it said choose Jay. It says choose joy. It's marketing. No, I thought I'm going to wear this because I'm going to choose joy. In 2022, we're going to choose joy. We're going to choose God. We're going to choose seeing what God does. It's going to be awesome. So, Pastor Gary.
Well, praise the Lord. It's been an interesting week for our family. Between driving up in a bad snowstorm, and I know some of you were aware of the circumstances around the wedding we attended, and thank you for praying, because God really undertook. It was really a beautiful wedding with no hiccups, and that was a miracle. Really was. And the bride was beautiful, as brides are, and so grateful, and so grateful that Jay's recovering quickly, and nobody likes to get those phone calls. I've had a few in my life, more than I like to say, with three sons. Jay was the only one that I never got a call on until now. Jeez. So thank you. Thank you, Lord, for your favor. Well, my thoughts yesterday in the middle of preparing for our Christmas today, he says, would you like to share tomorrow? And I'm thinking, oh my goodness, when do I have time to even think about this? But anyway, I started thinking about it and I thought, Lord, what were my thoughts on 2021? And I think we came through it wonderfully, considering that, you know, there were lots of ups and downs in 2021. But I think what really spoke to me, and I think the prodigals are going to come in, but I also believe God's going to continue to deal with our hearts in 2022. And as I sat this morning, I thought my thankfulness for this congregation that stormed heaven for people that got COVID and who came through. I think of Pastor Bonnie, and I think of Bill Porter, and Matt, Pastor Leslie's son-in-law, Gloria Sharon. And as we stormed heaven, they all came through. And now I ask you to storm heaven for Tony DeCole. He's in the hospital with pancreatitis. And so we need to storm heaven for him. And so, in fact, Father, we lift Tony up right now as a congregation. And Father, we send healing to him. He's in the hospital. And we send healing to him, Father God, right now to that pancreas. And we say, pancreas, be healed. Toxins, loose that body in Jesus' name. Resurrection life, come into Tony right now in the name of Jesus. Let it be an amazing recovery in Jesus' name. We just thank you for peace for Bonnie as she's at home, Lord, and recovering from COVID. Father, we thank you for her children as they come to surround them, Father God. And we just say, Father, a quick supernatural healing in Jesus' name. We thank you for that. And as I looked at that, I looked at what the early church looked like. And I thought, Lord, they were about prayer. That's what brought in the Holy Spirit. They were about unity, and they were baptized in the Holy Spirit and received the promise. And I know this year, and the baptism of the Holy Spirit caused them to be transformed. And I know this year there was a real pulling on the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, we just need more of you over and over. And I looked through the teachings of this year because I'm a note taker. You'll see me on my iPad because it helps me to see where we've been this year. It's a footprint for me, a path. And your Holy Spirit transforms us. And the early church functioned in incredible love. And so I was thinking, Lord, what did I see that was a pain? And what I saw was that it wasn't the disease of COVID that was the hardest thing that impacted the church this year. But it really was division. It was a toxin and a poison that hit the worldwide church and caused great division. And so I thought, Lord, that's broken covenant, broken relationships. And that grieves you because people walk away from the Lord over that. And so then we're praying for prodigals to come back. And so I thought, Lord, there's prophetic words over this body of believers, those watching online today, and many are. My husband's home today, just for safety's sake in some ways and some other reasons. But I thought, Lord, help us to step into our eternal destiny in 2022 as a church that moves in incredible love, as a body of believers that's called to unity and family to such a point that people notice it. And so that means for us, I want to read John 17. For the very glory you have given to me, I've given them. That's on us. Why is that on us? So that they will be joined together as one and experience the same unity that we enjoy. You live fully in me, and now I live fully in them, so that they will experience perfect unity. And the world will be convinced that you have sent me, for they will see that you love each one of them with the same passionate love that you have for me. So as Jesus loves us, so we're to love one another. And so our belief systems that cropped to the surface this year, and I guess 2020, the last 2 years, which caused such massive division in the church. I believe God wants to heal that And I believe he wants to heal it here at Antioch so we can step into our prophetic destiny. In 1 John 2:9, anyone who says, I am the light, while holding hatred in his heart towards a fellow believer, is still in darkness. But the one who truly loves a fellow believer lives in the light, and there is nothing in him that will cause someone else to stumble. But whoever hates a fellow believer lives in the darkness, stumbling around in the dark with no clue where he's going, for he is blinded by the darkness. We don't want to be blinded. You know, the most beautiful gift we have is the gift of one another after Jesus. And relationships are crucial. And broken relationships not only hurt us, but they hurt the Lord and they hurt the body. The early church, it said, moved in great grace. It says great grace was upon them. And it became very evident in changing times that these people had been with Jesus. And so my prayer for us as we head into 2022 is that people will be able to see that we've been with Jesus. And I pray if you are a person that has a broken relationship because of a difference of what we feel the government should have done, whatever. You know, there's so many facets to this thing now. If you have a broken relationship, my prayer for you is that you would step into 2022 at least having tried to reconcile with that person. I think that would glorify the Lord incredibly, you know, to see reconciliation come. Because God is God of unity. And sometimes you can't fix it because the person then has to respond. You can only do your part. But I just, we need to do our part, right? That part that Jesus is calling us to do. And I believe we are headed into incredible times. I asked Jay this morning, we had three prophetic words regarding the level of unity we would come into. And trust me, hell's going to fight it. And we have to be more determined. We have to be more determined that we will not be separated from a covenant brother or sister. And not over this, not over anything. And so that's kind of what was on my heart. And I pray that 2022 will be a glorious year for all of us. Amen.
Amen. Well, 2021, I won't have a whole lot to say about 2021. I'm just going to leave that where it was. It is done. 2021 is over. 2020 is far over. And my brain, actually, I have been shifted into 2022 for about 3.5 months now, and been seeing some rapid change and some things happening for about, I would say, about 3.5 months. And what's really, really interesting is, I don't know if you've heard us talk a little bit about that, but I'll just give a little bit of a preface to this. I don't think we're done really speaking about rest. I don't think we're done speaking about Sabbath. I don't think we're done because actually this year is the year of rest. It is a year of, it is a what you call a Shemitah within the Jewish culture. It is the seventh year when you're talking about the year of rest. This is in those times, in biblical times, where they would actually rest their land, they would rest the crops, they would all of these things. This is the year. But see, if you understand anything about the Jewish calendars and whatnot, we've been in that year since September. We've been shifting, really. We had a dramatic shift, and it's kind of miraculous to me because Pastor Jay, he shared a little bit about that, but when God just started really pouring upon him about looking at Sabbath and that many of us have Sabbath. I understand Sabbath is, you know, when we think about just the fact of taking a nap on Sunday, you know, and having that rest on Sunday or whatever it might be. But Pastor Jay has been shifting our mindset and has been almost, if you'd say, almost rewriting the way we think about Sabbath. And I think that we are absolutely not done in this. When I really had him ask me, and as well Pastor Gary in this, that would you consider just saying a few words about the new year and about the 2021. My brain went blank on 2021, and 2022, I was like, Lord, what do you want to say? And I'm going to admit that I sat there for a while and realized that he'd already been speaking many of these things again since September. And September for me began to become a shift where I decided that I wasn't going to let the enemy run my life. Now hear me now. Was the devil involved in my life? Not in that sense. But boy, he thought he was. And there was circumstances and situations to captivate me. Do you understand what I'm saying? In this, that there was this captivation to think about this, to dwell on this, to focus on this. And before you know it, you are focused on what you said you'd never focus on. You're focusing on what the enemy is doing, and rather than focusing on what God was doing. See, many, many years ago, I transitioned from a person who believed in the glass, not believed in it, as maybe I did, but the glass was half empty. I would struggle. I would try it to be full. It was half full, and even wanting it to be full. But my focus was always, and I would hear myself talk, and I would hear these things of the glass being half empty. In other words, if something miraculous were to happen, I would pretty quickly be able to see the things that were wrong. Now, if you struggle with that, don't put up your hand, okay, in this. But maybe you're like me, and you're like, you know, it's time for those things to begin to shift again. It's time to begin to change again. And for me, that when I begin to think of 2021, and when I heard the Lord remind me that it was a year of rest, I went, oh, but I'm ready to go. Anybody else? Come on now. Rest? Haven't we had lots of rest? Hasn't there been, you know, and in my brain, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to do. I'm ready. Come on. It's gotta be a season. It gotta be a year of doing. It's gotta be a year of building. It's gotta be a year on all of these things. I'm ready. I'm tired of sitting around. I'm tired of resting. And then the reminder came that resting and inactivity are not the same. You can be absolutely in unrest and be completely in inactivity. This next season that we're walking into, that I believe is truly a season of the year of the Shemitah. And I'll just quickly share these things. Who knows, maybe in the new year, I'll begin maybe even share a little bit more on this sometime. But the Shemitah, which basically, as I said, it's a year, what the actual, instead of just being the year of rest, it's actually the proper way to say it is a year of release. It's so very interesting, because I had the Lord even last night sit with me, and so, Rod, what are you going to release to walk into the next year? You've already released a lot of other things. What weights are you going to have, Rod, that's a need to fall off? What do you need to let out of your hand? What do you need to release to walk into this next year? Because Pastor Jay already alluded to it a little bit. There's much that is needed. The body of Christ is needed within this next coming year. I believe that this year of when I think about the year of release, I'm going to give you a few words now just to sort of think about over this next couple of weeks. It's a year of rest, release, and restore. It is a year of taking time to allow God to restore you so you can bring restoration. There is much restoration that is needed in the body. Now, here's what I want you to do for a second. I want you to take your finger, and I want you to find somebody that needs restoration. Follow me. I know that sister, that brother, they need restoration. That one needs restoration. That one really needs rest. No. These fingers are pointing back at me. That this is a year, and I believe that what's going to happen is there's this. I'll give it to you the way that I need to not change this in any way. So I'll give it to you the way I received it last night. That if we don't rest, we don't release, and we don't restore, we will not be ready to relive, restart, and literally reboot when the end of year 2022. This year will end in 2022 around September as far as on the Jewish calendar. But I believe that God is calling us to a radical rest, a radical restoration, a radical releasing of what we have been holding on to. He is calling us that in the end of 2022, and I know you're saying, well, shouldn't we be talking about the beginning of 2022? But I need you to picture the end of 2022 when we all begin to walk on water. Come on now, anybody want to walk on water? How about walking on the top of storms instead of being underneath storms? This is who we are called to be. You see, do you know that I am the light of the world? Now, those of you that are home, don't turn me off right now. Okay, in there, we know that Jesus said it, that he was the light of the world. But go look up at Matthew chapter 5, verse 14. And what did he call us? That we have now become the light of the world. It is us. I believe that in the next year that God is preparing us to be doorways to receive people, the only way we will be able to receive people into the kingdom is if we have properly rested, if we've properly walked in to and released, and if we've properly found restoration. I don't know if you were looking for this or not when you asked me in this, but I believe that the end of 2022, which mean when I say the end, I mean the fact of somewhere around August and September, in around there. But I believe that there is going to be an opportunity in my life, because the Lord's already talked to me about this, but an opportunity in our lives, and I'll put it that way, to see a reboot, a restoration. After a season, which is really what you're talking about from January up until that point, of being focused on restoration, about focus on transformation, about focus. Now, Pastor Jay, the words that I keep getting over and over again is intentional. If you want to write any word down, write that word down in this next season. We have got to become intentional. I, as a prophetic person, sometimes struggle with being intentional because I have the sense of God stirs me in an area and then I move. But to be intentional means to be choosing something over and over and over again, no matter how bored you are. Come on now, if you're like me at all, you choose something 4 times and then I want to choose something else. If I walk into a restaurant, I don't want to eat the same thing every single time. I know some people do in this, but in this season, there has to be this sense of God, you are causing us to come into a year right now of releasing what's got to get out of my hands, and then specifically what's got to get out of my heart. Pastor Gary, you so beautifully said it, the fact of the expectation of restoration. So I set my faith right now for those that I've lost in my life over 2020 and 2021, that I'm going to get them back. Anybody else with me? And I don't just mean get them back as far as we're going to just be like, hi, how you doing? I mean the fact of a real sense of relationship. Devil, you can't steal it. Come on now. There has got to be this rising up. But in the midst of this, here you go. I'll give you this because I stopped preaching. Sorry. Okay. So the last one is this. If you write a word down, it's rebirthing. Okay. At the end of 2022, which is around September, August, September, there's going to be a rebirthing that goes with the rebooting. And we're going to be given the opportunity to see something brand new begin to happen. But up until then, here's what we are to focus on. We are to ask Holy Spirit, what has to stop or what has to release from my life? Repentance from January on to really always is great, is always awesome. But I know that the Lord has drawn me into repentance over the last 3 months like never before. That I have been on my face and I have been. Anybody argue with God about something? It's useless to argue with God about something, because he kept telling me I needed to repent about something and I wasn't sure. Y'all looking at me really weird right now. I know that I was about to do it. I know I was going to do it, but I thought it was their problem. Okay, none of you are at all on the same page here, okay, in there. But he was reminding me that it's my problem and that if I want to open a door, I've got to get the junk out of the way. It's my problem, not their problem. My doorway has got to get cleaned out so that they can walk in. And so this is this season right now here's the second thing that I believe the Lord gave me for this particular year. And this, it is a year of intense giving or intentional giving. It is giving on a level that I have yet not to walk into. I was really surprised when the Lord began to write this down in my heart, and I wrote it down on paper. It was the fact of a year of giving, without the sense of at the moment having great increase. So giving and lack doesn't mean the fact that we're going to be in lack, but lack can be the fact that the harvest is delayed. So that I'm not saying, oh, I'm blessed and now I'm going to give. No, I am going to give radically in this year. I feel like for this year, there is this returning for me. And I hope you want to join me in this journey, but there's a radical returning to the way I used to give. So maybe none of you have had that experience, but I tell you, I'm still a giver. And if you want to come talk to me about how we give in this, that's something that's there. But listen, when I say there is a radical sense of giving again coming, giving and giving and giving and giving, an unbelievable joy attached to this giving. The third thing is this, and I don't know why I bother to, in a sense, when I say argue with the Lord, I simply mean I want to make sure that I've heard properly. I believe this is a year of sabbatical. And what do I mean by that? I believe it's a year, sabbatical means to take time to restore, to take time to learn, to take time, but really what it means is to get ready for your next. It is taking time. It is a focused attention to be ready for your next. Okay, Lord, I'll say it like you wrote it. Oh, excuse me. Sorry, we're just having a conversation here. Sabbatical your pastors. To the level you rest and restore your pastors, so too will be the level of rebirthing that you will receive. This is a year of pouring into your leaders. It is a year to cause them to rest, to restore, and to replenish. Not only encourage them to rest, but to focus on replenishing them. You will reap a great reward. Now, that's a little awkward when you're one of the pastors. But I believe what the end of 2022 is going to bring, that we are going to see a miraculous harvest. We're going to see you change people's lives like you've not done before. But in the midst of it, there needs to be this resting, this restoration. Are you okay with this? Does this make sense to you, what I'm saying? If I have to, yes, okay. Thank you. Appreciate that. Okay. Sabbatical your pastors. What sabbatical meant, remember, is to help them to prepare for the next, right? Sabbatical of your pastors. To the level you rest and restore your pastors, so too will be the level of rebirthing you will receive. This is a year of pouring into your leaders. It is to cause them, and this was a very specific word underlined, it is to cause them to rest, restore, and replenish. Not only encourage them to rest, but to focus on replenishing them. You will reap a great reward when this begins to happen. Sorry, Pastor Jay, I'm a lot longer than I said in there. The second one is just, or the last little part in here is the word bet, okay? And I know I'm taking a drastic turn there. But this is the year 2022, or in the Jewish calendar, the year 5782. Pastor Gary, it's very interesting what you said, because the word too, which is bet, it means blessing. But what it means, has the opportunity in, it either has the opportunity for there to be division or to be blessing, to be multiplication or to be division. Division comes in when unity is absent. Unity is essential in this next season to bring the multiplication that we need. Unity is not always agreeing, but unity is standing together even in disagreement. Come on now, that's important, right? Unity is standing together in disagreement. Unity is saying, we don't disagree on that whatsoever. But I love you. I appreciate you. I value you. You're important to me. Those are key words in this next season.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. If you'd like to learn more about Antioch, you can visit us online at antiochcanada.ca.